Ladies and gentlemen, it's a big, weird, wild world out there, folks, and here we stand, Al Pie del Cañón, ready for anything. I'm Rob, that's the Natch, and you're listening to...
The Bravo Show!
That's right, boys and girls, you're listening to the one and only Probo Show coming to you live on Vaughan Radio. How are you doing out there in Radio Land? It's currently 8:30 a.m. Central European Time. How are you doing? I did promise two After Dark shows this week, but sadly I have, those of you tuned in on Monday night, today's Wednesday, understand that I've got internet problems, so there will be no... After Dark show tonight. I will be back on Friday, however. First things first, a big good morning to Born to Iron Man, BTI, Vero, The Bridge, Carmen, and all the good people joining me live in the audience right now. If you want to join them, very simply go to twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. If you want to interact with the show outside of its live hours, you can do that on Instagram at Professional Bohemian, or if you want to keep up with all the news and links and things that I use in the show, you can do that on my Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. That's Bohemio Profesional, pero en inglés. Ah, how are you doing, Natch?
Very well, thank you.
That's a weekday. It's hump day, dude. Did you miss me yesterday? No, right? We saw each other all day.
Had to be here.
Yeah, I was sad not to do a show. I felt like I let down our angelic podcast listeners. So I'm sorry for no show yesterday or no show tonight. It sucks, but it is where it is. I'm sorry, guys. I did speak to Movistar, and they're sending me a new Wi-Fi router for what it's worth. All right, let's see what's on the cards for today. We're going to use the content that we were supposed to use on Monday. So here we go. I asked 100 humans to name a job that is a vocation. Not just a job. Nombre un trabajo que es una vocación. No solo un trabajo, entre comillas. In today's Complete the News, we'll find out what a British Columbia man from Canada, was doing prior to a car crash. Just before crashing his car, he did something. And we'll find out what that is. And today's unpopular opinion, a nice one, a juicy one for today. Finding your life's purpose. El propósito de tu vida, I think you say in Spanish, right, Natch? Yeah. Is unnecessary. Es innecesario. We'll get to that in a little while. But first, I'm here, you're here, Natch is here, the whole world is here, friends. Let's see what's going on in the world. First of all, in our very own chat, BTI says, good morning, Rob and Bohemians. Oh, my Bohemians. Oh. Vero says, good morning, beautiful Bohemians around the universe and beyond. Oh, guys, you're making it happen. The Bridge, good morning to all the probos. Carmen's with us. She says, good morning to everybody, you beautiful Bohemians. Oh, the very, very best echoey place to be, says The Bridge. Tu propósito en la vida, says Vero. Can we get her a nivelazo, please?
Nivelazo.
Okay, should we get into some news? I think we should get into some news. I was going to reuse the news from the other night, but I actually found a few new pieces of news. I wanted to do some positive news today, Natch. News about love and kindness. And I have delivered on all fronts. First piece of news here. The Marriage Pact. Have you ever heard of the Marriage Pact, Natch? All right. This is an article coming from Fortune.com. The Marriage Pact. El pacto de casar, maybe? Casarse?
De casarse.
The Marriage Pact, a Stanford economics project that has expanded to nearly 90 colleges, is disrupting dating apps by not focusing on looks. What? The Marriage Pact, un proyecto de Stanford, que se ha expandido a 90 universidades, está revolucionando las aplicaciones de citas al no centrarse en el aspecto físico. So the marriage pact is a unique dating phenomenon born from a Stanford University economics project in 2017 that has since expanded to nearly 90 college campuses in the US. Designed to match students based on deep compatibility rather than superficial traits such as looks. The pact uses an algorithm that assesses responses to 50 key questions about values, lifestyle choices, and long-term relationship needs. Who guessed, Natch? Who would have guessed that a proper basis for a long-term relationship isn't just someone's eye color? You know, that's what I hate the most about dating apps. Tinder in particular. It's so superficial, isn't it? How are you supposed to judge someone's character based on a few curated photographs? You know what I mean? And then, you know, your average Tinder user doesn't look like Ana de Armas. They look like me. It's a good look. If you're one of those people out there who looks like an emoji, just like your very own professional bohemian here, there's no dates for you. Have you ever used, you probably never had the opportunity to use a dating app, Natch, right? No. If you were single, thank God you're not, because it's a jungle out there. If you were single, would you use them? There's a question.
No.
Yeah, I think they're bad for your mental health, eh? Andy, my close friend and co-host on the Lunchtime Show, she's recently kind of given up on dating apps. She says, no more. And she's found that it's helped her mental health quite a bit. I came to the same decision a while ago. It helped me no end when I was single. Just, you know, putting those things to a side, it's just, you know, it's just not worth it, I don't think. El Pacto del Matrimonio, says Carmen. Thank you. Another nivelazo for Carmen joining us in the chat.
What? Qué nivelazo.
And the bridge here says blind dating. No, not so much blind dating, but more they help you find a partner not based on looks, but on more key factors, such as lifestyle choices, values, and long-term relationship needs. Let's continue with this piece of news. Participants receive the name and contact information of just one matched individual. While many participants engage in the pact for fun, a notable few have developed significant relationships, some even leading to marriage. The initiative contrasts traditional dating apps by emphasizing core values and long-term compatibility over physical appearance, sparking interest and participation from hundreds of thousands of college students. Do you think in some way that this is maybe naive? You know, in restaurants, they always say the first bite is taken with the eye. El primer mordisco haces con los ojos. I don't know. I probably butchered that translation, right? Do you think that it's a little bit naive? Don't you think there has to be some kind of sexual chemistry, and generally that is based on visual input? Or is this the dating of the future? It's difficult for me to know, eh? I think we've taking the interpersonal contact out of dating using apps is a mistake. However, even in a public setting, you know, you wouldn't approach someone you weren't first physically attracted to. So I'm at a loss on this one. Let's see what people are saying. Carmen says, still the same fraud, I guess. Tinder started trying to look for deep compatibility. Users will manage to turn into the same kind of superficial thing. However, I wouldn't say appearance has importance, at least a little bit, at least. That's from Carmen. Se come con la vista, says the bridge. Nova nivelazo. Thank you, guys.
What? Qué nivelazo.
Natch, what's Natch doing? Why isn't he correcting me? He's doing work. Selfish. All right, let's continue. All right. A study reveals the most valued traits in a romantic partner, and it's a nice surprise. A job for you in the live audience. Write down for me the most valued traits in a romantic partner. And we'll see if your thoughts align with this study. Natch, what are the most valuable traits in a romantic partner, sir? A study has revealed the correct answer, apparently, but what are your thoughts?
I don't know. Sense of humor, for example.
Sense of humor? And one more. Give me one more.
I don't know.
Political affiliation.
No.
Foot size.
Physical attraction.
Physical attraction. Physical attraction and sense of humor. Natch, I know some comedians you may be interested in meeting. El estudio o un estudio revela los rasgos más valorados en una pareja romántica. Y es una gran sorpresa. Well, it's a nice surprise. Let's see what people are saying. Honesty, respect. That's from Carmen. Understanding and the other. Empathy, says Vero. Communication, says Carmen. Well, let's see what this study reveals. This coming from sciencealert.com. A recent study involving nearly 800 Brazilian participants published in the Archives of Sexual Behavior, I believe that is a journal of some kind, suggests that, here we go, did you get it right? Honesty, respect, physical attraction, sense of humor, said the Natch. Understanding and empathy, said Vero. Well, according to the study, it suggests that intelligence and kindness are the most valued traits in a romantic partner, outshining physical attractiveness and wealth. Thank God. That makes sense, right? I mean, usually, would you say sense of humor and intelligence go hand in hand? Would you say they align? I would say so. I'd say there has to be a baseline intelligence in order to be funny. And kindness, I think, goes hand in hand with understanding, empathy, even honesty and respect, usually traits of kind people. Carmen says, intelligence in which society? Yeah, well, I mean, look, this is according to this Brazilian study. Let's continue. Conducted by researchers from the University of Sao Paulo, the study found these preferences consistent across various genders and sexual orientations. Participants were asked to allocate points to traits they value in a partner under budget constraints, demonstrating a strong preference for kindness and intelligence, especially in long-term relationship contexts. Notably, socioeconomic status was a low priority for all groups, including heterosexual women, challenging previous findings. While the results often offer a heartening view of human priorities in relationships, the researchers caution that real-world studies are necessary to confirm these findings, as self-reported preferences may not always align with actual behavior. Yeah, the dubious one there is intelligence, I think. You know? Does intelligence play a part? What do you think, Natch? You're single. Are you asking them to do an IQ test before a date?
Intelligence is too wide.
Yeah, it's too broad, right? And then what kind of intelligence? Emotional intelligence, I would consider more important than academic intelligence. Do you know what I mean? What are you doing, Sao Paulo? University of Sao Paulo. Natch has spoken. Go home. You're drunk. All right. Final piece of news, Natch. Survival of the nicest. Supervivencia del más amable. Survival of the nicest. Have we got evolution the wrong way around? Hemos entendido mal la evolución. Fascinating article from the journal Nature.com. It covers a new book, one that I intend to buy relatively soon. Selfish Genes to Social Beings by biologist Jonathan Silverton, and it challenges the notion that evolution solely favors aggressive competition. Positing instead that cooperation is deeply ingrained in nature. Now, anyone who knows anything about game theory will understand this to be correct. Let me just take a quick look because I see a lot of messages in the chat. In which society is intelligence a priority? Asks Carmen. Great question. The bridge says, yes, I totally agree. Brazil rocks, says Carmen. I imagine it does. I've never been. I may like to, though. Intelligence is, in fact, sexy. Intelligence is very broad, says the bridge. That's true. There's some truth to that. Intelligence is sexy. The hottest thing, actually, says Carmen. Well, that's it, Natch. We're screwed. We're screwed. If we ever lose our partners, you know, we'll have to marry each other. It's legal here in Europe, thank God. All right. Deeply ingrained in our view of evolution is the idea that competition breeds development and evolutionary success. You know, we look at certain traits in our body, and how did this give us a competitive advantage is the main question. But yeah, this book actually highlights how the contrary could be true. So let's get into this piece of news. Drawing on diverse examples from bacteria aiding legumes to pirates collaborating on ships, the author, Jonathan Silverton, illustrates that comparative behaviours, or cooperative behaviours, sorry, are prevalent across different species. He explains that complex symbiotic relationships benefit each other, showing that the line where between competition and cooperation is often blurry. Silverton also touches on the anthropomorphization, which is, you know, seeing something as human. The anthropomorphization of biological processes, warning against ascribing human-like intentions on natural phenomena. Overall, the book argues that while selfishness is at the genetic level may drive cooperation, its fundamental and advantageous aspect of biological life, which has often been misunderstood in evolutionary discourse. So to pick that apart, that not only does competition may not be the driving factor in evolution, it may actually be the driving factor in cooperation. Like, until humans got together in packs and communities, if we'd have stayed nomadic and singular beings, perhaps we wouldn't have had the evolutionary success we enjoy today. Anyway, with that said, friends, you can find all the links to that in my Patreon. Let's go to an unpopular opinion.
Unpopular opinion.
Okay, today's unpopular opinion is finding your life's purpose. El propósito de tu vida, I think it was that Vero said before. Tu propósito en la vida, said Vero in the chat, is unnecessary. Es innecesario. What do you think? I mean, surely aren't we the only creature on the planet that has a life's purpose? I don't see squirrels at middle age getting frustrated because they haven't written that book that they always wanted to write. You know, they're too busy living. Is it innecessary to find your life's purpose? That is what is up for debate today. Natch, I asked people on Instagram, how do you think they voted?
False.
False. By a little, by a lot?
A little.
Yeah. Well, his mojo's on point. 57% false. No, we need to find our life's purpose. All right. I am actually heartened by the fact that this is so much in the grey today, because it is a complex issue, so we'll dig into it a little bit. Anthropomorphization, says the bridge. Do some exercise. Poor Mike. I don't know what she's saying. Let's continue. Okay, so here we go. Finding your life's purpose is unnecessary. Let's go through some pros and cons as given to us by the Probo Show elves. First, the pros, agreeing that it is unnecessary. Life can be fulfilling through a series of roles and purposes that evolve over time. You weren't born to be a nurse. You weren't born to be a teacher. You weren't born to be any of those things, you know? You developed interests throughout your life that pushed you in that direction, in my mind. Anyway, life can be fulfilling through a series of roles and purposes that evolve over time. Rather than a simple overarching purpose, embrace multiple interests and roles can provide a richer, more adaptable and less pressured existence. Was I born to be a media personality, a radio DJ, or was I born to be a producer of TV, an editor? Was I born to be a painter or an illustrator or a public speaker or a professional communicator? I dedicate my time to all of those things and I find it enriching. Why is it that we need or feel the need to pigeonhole ourselves into one specific thing? I will never understand. Next point. In the pro column, the quest for a singular life purpose can be a source of significant stress and anxiety. Not everyone identifies a clear singular purpose, and the pursuit can lead to feelings of inadequacy or failure. What? You don't know what your purpose is? Uh-oh. Well, look, maybe your purpose is to have no purpose. Maybe your purpose is to paint in broad strokes. Living in the moment, focusing too heavily on finding a life's purpose can detract from appreciating and living in the present. Life can be equally fulfilling when lived day by day, enjoying and finding meaning in small moments rather than only in grand ambitions. Yeah, absolutely right. What about living in the moment, enjoying now? Even if it doesn't align with what you think might be a life's purpose, surely the point of happiness is not in the pursuit of it, but in enjoying it when it comes, right? Okay, let's continue. Diverse sources of meaning. Meaning in life can come from various sources. Relationships, hobbies, pasatiempos, work, service, learning. Concept of a singular life's purpose may be unnecessarily narrow, potentially overlooking other meaningful aspects of life. So you're born to be a doctor. Does that mean, you know, you can't dedicate your life to family? I mean, I just don't understand why we feel the need to restrict ourselves with our own narrow imagination when the broad chaos of life can push us in every direction if only we let it. Oof, some great comments coming up from our audience here live. We'll get to those in a bit. First of all, I want to go over the cons saying no. Finding your life's purpose is beneficial. Okay, so here we go. Having a clear sense of purpose can provide direction and motivation, guiding decisions and giving a sense of why one wakes up in the morning. This can lead to increased productivity, focus, and satisfaction. Really? Are you working in your life's purpose, Natch? what do you think? Give me a simple yes or no answer will suffice. Are you working in your life's purpose?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Do you wake up every morning delighted to come to work?
No.
Exactly. We tend to think of a life's purpose as something that is a shining guiding light, a north star for us. But look, that doesn't mean you're going to wake up happy every morning, that this is the thing, this is my... No, quite the opposite. Quite often, having a life's purpose and not aligning with it properly can cause nothing but frustration. Or imagining you have a life's purpose, because this is an imposition we put on ourselves. Let's continue. A strong sense of purpose can enhance resilience, making it easier to navigate life's challenges and setbacks. People with clear purpose often exhibit stronger coping mechanisms through tough times. Yeah, I would agree with that point, honestly. But I can say, I would scale back what purpose means in this case, because I enjoy my work. If I go through any tragedy, I pour myself into my work, but my work may not necessarily align with what I consider my purpose on the planet. Does that make sense? Let's continue. Legacy and impact. Defining a life's purpose can drive individuals to think beyond their immediate needs and consider the longer-term impact of their actions, potentially leading to a lasting legacy and a more altruistic lifestyle. think the elves there are drawing comparisons in the loosest possible way. Can you draw a line between having a life's purpose and being more altruistic? I think not. I think not. But we do consider our actions more clearly, I believe, when there is some purpose behind them. Finally, research suggests that individuals with a clear sense of life purpose tend to have better mental health, lower levels of depression, anxiety, and even longer lifespans. All right. So now it turns to you, my dear Bohemians, to give me an answer to this one. Okay, the unpopular opinion is finding a life's purpose is unnecessary. True or false? I will post a link to the poll momentarily and you will tell me. Friends, so many things you could have been doing this morning. An infinite number of things. But instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me in the Natch, and it means the world. See you soon. Hey guys, if you'd like to support the show, you can do so on Patreon. That's patreon.com/professionalbohemian. There you'll find VODs of the episodes as they are recorded live, blogs, vlogs, and behind-the-scenes content. If you'd like to watch the show live, you can do so on twitch.tv/professionalbohemian, and you can participate in the polls we use in the show on Instagram @professionalbohemian or Twitter @probo, P-R-O-B-O-H. Okay, on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Probo Show, now 9 a.m. Central European Time. How are you doing out there, folks? If you've just tuned in, well, we had some news dedicated to psychological research around love. Love, marriage, being nice, and how being nice may have been an evolutionary advantage, according to nature.com. A study revealing the most valued traits in a romantic partner, apparently, kindness and intelligence. Oh, gives you faith in humanity. And then finally, the marriage pact. We looked at a Stanford experiment that was expanded to over 90 university campuses that flies in the face of what a lot of dating apps do, which is have people judge each other based purely on looks. I do think there's a little naivety, I'm going to be honest, with this. We all want to think, right? No, I'm with my romantic partner because we both like board games. Juegos de mesa. You know, we have a lot in common. Our values align. I would suggest that at that initial point of meeting, there was some kind of physical attraction. I don't think we would, speaking purely pragmatically, I don't think we would approach someone with romantic intent if there weren't some initial attraction there. Would you agree with that, Natch? You being the more normal of the two of us? The physical attraction is important at the initial stages?
Yes, of course. Mm-hmm.
And then I imagine over the years, because you've been in a relationship way longer than I have, over the years that dissipates somewhat and turns into something a lot more stable, right? Much more about respect and where the, you know, where intelligence and kindness would play the most part. I know that's the case with me in long-term relationships. After the first year, perhaps, that attraction comes from a different place, which is not physical, you know, something more enduring. And if there is no kindness and no intelligence, then why do you even bother, you know? Okay, and then we moved on to today's unpopular opinion, which was finding your life's purpose is unnecessary. Natch told me over the break that he thinks false. Right, Natch? You're like, no, false. I was given my life's purpose at age zero, and I have used that to navigate my life since. Right? He didn't say it in those words, but I'm paraphrasing. Got a load of interesting messages on the chat and through Instagram. Let's read those right now. So, Carmen says, false. Although I don't believe there is a single purpose. We need to focus on one or more purposes to keep going, avoid falling into depression, and having a center of stability. I would agree with that statement, Carmen. But I would say having several life purposes kind of flies in the face of what it is to have a life's purpose, right? Did you ever have a career person come to your school, Natch? They would do usually a multiple choice test. And at the end of it, they would say, well, your most likely career The career you'd be most likely to enjoy would be this. Do you, what did they say to you? Can you remember?
Yes, they said exactly the same as I said the answers.
Oh, really?
I like biology. Okay, you should be a biologist.
Okay. So there was a point in time, right, where your life's purpose was to be a biologist, right?
No, it was a thing that I did well.
Okay. Okay, but, you know, I mean, you did well in it. I imagine you enjoyed it. And for a period of time, you were focused on it. You went to university to study it. I know this of you. At my career day, they basically said, you know, well, given that most of my teachers had given up on me, given the state of me at that age, you know, manual labor was in my future. Something I did for the longest time, you know. It's obviously not where I ended up. You know, I was seen as quite unintelligent, poor communicator, things that I worked on later on in my adolescence to become the man I am today. But for sure, I can tell you that my life's purpose wasn't this at a young age. It became this. So if a life's purpose evolves, can we really say it's set in stone? Our life's purpose is to do A, B, or C when we know it is so malleable and changeable? I would argue that a life's purpose is an imposition. It's something we do to ourselves that almost stops fluidity. And as Carmen quite rightly says, you know, in order to avoid falling into some kind of depression, to maintain a stability for ourselves, we need some kind of a North Star, some kind of a direction. That direction can change. Vero says false. Everyone needs a purpose in life. Having a purpose is what makes life worth living. Okay. All right. I appreciate that. But I would argue again that the things that make my life worth living have got nothing to do with a life's purpose. The moments in which I felt most alive are in moments of extreme anguish or extreme joy. And I would say my life purpose keeps me anchored somewhere in between the two. Doesn't make me experience one or the other. Life's purpose more being about stability, I would say. But still an interesting point nonetheless. Bridge says, I do think, however, that each of one of us should do what we're best at. Yeah, interesting. I would agree for that. For example, Rob's purpose is undoubtedly dancing. Yeah, I was dancing through the break if you were watching on the camera. By the way, if you want to watch on the camera, it's very, very easy. twitch.tv/professionalbohemian. All right. Exactly. Those are, for me, the main points. First, looks, but then intelligence and kindness, says the bridge. Okay. I did get some messages on Instagram as well. Nessa says, I think it's good if the purpose is a general one. My purpose is to live a happy life. Something like that. But I think if you fix it on a specific purpose, it limits your options. I echo that 100%, Nessa. I find that flowing is the best way to live a content and peaceful life. That's how I go about, and it's worked beautifully for me. I'm very much the same. I remain fluid in what my purpose is, might be in the future, was in the past, and what it is today. There is no purpose set in stone for me, which means I feel completely aligned whenever I break from my purpose and I decide to dedicate some time to writing, playing music, you know, as well as just what I dedicate myself to on a daily basis. I mean, Natch, have you ever experienced that guilt where you of a lack of productivity? You're at home and you could be being productive, in your case, perhaps writing or something like that. But instead, you know, you take the time off to relax and you experience a pang of guilt. Have you ever had that?
Yes, I have.
That is for me the feeling one experiences when we're not pushing towards our life's purpose or what we consider a productive movement towards something that we consider is our North Star. We're not working towards that. I feel bad. Uncle Rob's here to say this. If you want to play video games, boys and girls, you play some video games. Don't let that nasty, niggling voice make you feel bad about enjoying your time. You know, have you ever seen, how many unhappy squirrels have you seen, Nach? Ardillas?
None,
right? I've never seen
none. Especially happy, neither.
I don't know. They look kind of motivated, but no, I will take that point. You neither see them super happy near nor super sad. I've never seen I imagine I've seen unhappy dogs. It's a bad poor example, I guess. But you don't see happy or unhappy field mice. You don't see happy or unhappy lions. They're too busy being lions, man. They live in a state of content. And I would consider a state of content being absent, being a life absent of problems. You don't go on vacation to pursue happiness. You go there to escape the daily grind and enjoy a little sunshine. When removed from our problems, our daily commitments, happiness just happens. Contentment. Yeah, how can that be? How can that be that these more primitive animals can enjoy or are not crippled by the weight of not living up to their expectations or the expectations of their peers? Well, it's because they simply have none. There is no life's purpose. There's no one to disappoint. They're just too busy being squirrels. So how do I maintain myself content? Simply by being too busy being a rob. You know? A multifaceted individual. I would suggest you guys do the same thing. Be happy being a Carmen, a Bridge, a Vero. Carmen says here, enjoyment might be your purpose, says the Bridge. Yeah, I mean, maybe. I would say it's quite it's not the best purpose, is it, to be so hedonistic? But anyway, Carmen says, the squirrels and lions thing was a bit cogido con pinzas. No, but it's true. No, I will repeat this over and over again until you guys believe me. Yeah, no, it's true. Look, a lion doesn't have a purpose, you know, outside of feeding its pack. Is your purpose feeding your children? No. Your purpose is usually more of a vocation. I'm an educator. I'm a healer. I'm a creator, you know? If I have a purpose, it's probably that, right? To create. It's where where most of my activities tend to overlap, is that in creation. The Bridge says, be a squirrel, my friend. Be a squirrel. Yeah, you don't see depressed squirrels. I think you see them suffering from anxiety. I've never seen a calm-looking squirrel, that's for sure. But you don't get depressed squirrels, depressed lions. Why is that? Because I don't think they're letting anyone down, especially not themselves. You know, I think we put too much pressure on ourselves. And then who's to say what your purpose is? You know, is it some kind of a religious community, an educational system, or is it you yourself? Because I bet over time you've changed, your priorities have changed, the things you enjoy have changed. So how can you say you have a life's purpose when it's so fluid? You know, find that idea of fate and the fact that each of us are destined to do one thing. I find that so naive. I find it equally as naive to believe there is a one love for you out there. That one person, your medio naranja. I mean, in reality, you know, that's probably not the case, right? There's probably a selection of people, but you know, you may take a bet on one and that's it. Would you agree with that, Nach? No such thing as the one out there for you?
Yes.
Yeah. And I think most rational people would, however, when it comes to the idea that no, you right there, you listener, listening right now, with the bald man in your ears, you have a life's purpose. You're destined to do one thing. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's very romantic. I just think, you know, pragmatically speaking, it's a little naive. But you know what? That's just my opinion. You know, oh, wait, hang on. We need to go to the vote. Uh-oh. All right. So I made the statement, finding your life's purpose is unnecessary. And you guys said 60% false. Wah, 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 wah. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a life's purpose is designed to be moldable and changeable. Maybe the idea that everyone was put here for a reason is true. I mean, I can't quite fit that for me. My path was leading me in a very different direction. And only by reevaluating what life had in store for me, and by doing something completely different, jumping into unknown waters where I had demonstrated no talent, skill, or ability, only by doing that, by taking a gamble, was I able to find and discover happiness for myself. You know, purpose is much more of a short-term thing for me. You know, because my purpose can change. I want to maintain that fluidity in my goals and what is achievable for me. You know, so perhaps you're a healer. Well, you go to medical school and you become a doctor and you're healing. Well, what then? You know, what then? What's next? That's it. Purpose over? Of course not. So I would argue there's a little naivete involved. But you know what Grandpa Bo would say about that, right, Natch? He'd say, opinions, they're like buttholes. Everyone has one. They all stink, including mine. By the way, I got a really nice message from someone passed to me saying that they like the show, they enjoy the show, but they find butthole a vulgar phrase. So to you listening, whoever you are, thank you so much for listening. And I'm sorry you don't like that word. It's not a nasty word in the English language. It may sound so in Spanish. All right, let's go to 100 humans. All right, here we go. Here we go. All right, so here we go. It was a long walk to work today across snow-capped mountains and through river valleys. And on that walk, I encountered 100 humans and I asked them all a question. Today's question was, name a job. Nombre un trabajo. Name a job that is a vocation. Que es una vocación. No solo un trabajo. Name a job that is a vocation, not just a job. Metric, ton of people voted on this one. Let me read a few of them now. Emily, La Chica de la Segunda Fila, Gemma Ricino, Juan Carlos Vera, Pilar, that's all folks. Wow, a ton of you. MC Villa, Ana Casan, Vero, Carmen, Thelia, B. Lopez. Sorry, I can't read you all. There's too many of you. But thank you so much for interacting on Instagram at Professional Bohemian, arroba Bohemio Profesional, pero en inglés. All right, what do you think, Natch? Something that is a vocation, not just a job.
Teacher.
Teacher, is it there? Professor. Yes, it is, Natch. Well done. It's in second place. 9 of 100 humans say a teacher is a vocation, not just a job. Vero and the bridge in the chat agreed with you. All right. Did I change your mind at all? Did the needle of doubt move through today's unpopular opinion, Natch?
No, but I think it's a semantic, you say, a semantic question.
Yeah.
I don't see, like, the purposes are, like, set on stones, only one. No.
You
like,
see it as
something
a lot more
that makes you, like, wanting to get out of the bed.
In the morning.
Yeah, yeah. But it can change. It can...
In that case, my life's purpose is my alarm clock and the smell of fresh coffee. Because that's what makes me want to get out of bed in the morning. Obligation is my life's purpose. Because 9 times out of 10, when I wake up at 5:30 in the morning to come here, it's obligation that gets me moving. All right, let's see. We've got more answers in the chat here. Mr. Cruthando says, an astronaut. Vocation, not just a job. Astronaut. Is it there? No, it's not. Oh! Good answer, though. Astronauta, I think you say in Spanish, right? Yeah. All right. Vero says, a priest or a nun. Would you say that's a job? Probably not. You might say it's a vocation, though. Yes, well done. It's there. Priest. I'm going to show a little ignorance, Natch. Do priests get paid?
Yes, they do.
Do nuns get paid?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Is it well paid?
No.
Okay. Well, they get a house, right? That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So there we go. Priest or a nun, it's there. Well done, Vero. Mr. Crusando says a rock star. A rock star. It is a great answer, musician. It's a good answer. But sadly, it's not there. It's not there, I'm sorry. It's a great answer, Mr. Cruthando, but not there. All right, let's pick through some answers on Instagram. Emily says, an electrician. You know, he was at primary school and he just knew he wanted to be an electrician, Natch. He just knew. He was destined for it. Yeah, it's not there. Materia Oscura said, a frozen pizza tester. You know, I'm feeling a little triggered. You guys picking on me. What's going on? Thelia has an interesting one here. I don't want to read it just yet, not to give any spoilers. But Thelia, I do like that answer. It's a good one. Okay. Do we have any more in the... Okay. We have more here in the audience. Vero says, a doctor. Un medico. A doctor. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. And Vero, a ton of people agreed with you on Instagram. Gemma Racino, Juan Carlos Vera, a ton of people. Ed Metric, ton of people. MC Villa, it's there. And it's the number one answer. 64 of 100 humans said a doctor. Doctor. Amazing stuff. Amazing stuff. All right. I've got to highlight Pedro from Instagram's answer here. He said a radio DJ. It's a vocation. You're never going to get rich doing it unless you're Joe Rogan or Howard Stern. I like that answer. Can we get him a Probo approved? Come on. Radio DJ or a radio technician. Let's
Probo approved.
Let's expand that to include the Natch. All right. So what else do we have in the audience? Let's see. An artist, says Carmen. An artist, a painter, an illustrator. An artist. I'm talking about visual arts here. I think that's how we mostly interpret that, right? He's a visual artist, un artista. Is it there? Yes, it is. Well done, Carmen. 4 of 100 humans said that one. It is in fifth place. Vero said TV radio presenter too. Oh, bless you, Vero. It's not there, but it's a good answer. It's a good answer. Mr. Cruthando says a TikToker. Yeah, you know, I was born to dance to modern pop music in front of a telephone camera. That was my purpose on life. Sadly, I got sidetracked into a career in radio and media. All right, let's see. What else do we have? A Bridge here says a nurse. A nurse. MC Villa also said nurse. Gemma Racino said nurse. La chica de la segunda fila said nurse. Is nurse there? Enfermero, enfermera, I don't know how you say it. Is it masculine or feminine nurse?
In both.
Ah, okay. Okay, so enfermero, enfermera, is a nurse there? Yes, it is. Well done. You guys have identified the top five with doctor, teacher, nurse, priest, and artist. There are two more to go. Actor, actress, says Carmen. Good answer. Sadly, not there. There is an interesting answer here in the interest of time from Ella. Ella, E-L-L-A. Thank you for reaching out. She said a firefighter. Firefighter, or as we say in the UK, a fireman. Or I guess firewoman. I don't know how we say it now in the UK. When I was a kid, it was fireman. Is a firefighter there? A bombero? Is it, if it's a female firefighter, is it bombera, Natch?
No idea. Bombera? I guess so.
Yeah. So, bombero, bombera, firefighter, is it there? Yes, it is, Ella. Well done. Only person to say firefighter on Instagram, only 3 of the 100 humans said it. There is one more that only 2 people said in the 100 humans today. It is, you know, I'll give you a clue. It's in the realm of the arts. Not an artist, not a visual artist, but in the realm of the arts. Celia here says, all jobs about art or making things with our brains. She says, blank, I can't tell you because it'll spoil it. Dancers, artists in general. Another person, I believe here, yeah, said this. Cameron says a poet or a writer. A writer. Hmm. Un escritor, is it there? Yes, it is. Well done. That was the one we were missing. Okay, sorry, we're running out of time. I'll very quickly, without the 100 humans, Natch, go through the list. What's a job? What's a vocation? Not just a job. In 7, writer. In 6, a firefighter. In 5, artist. Then priest, nurse. In 2nd place, a teacher. 1st place, a doctor. Well done, guys. Time for Complete the News.
Complete the News!
Ooh. We have to be quick with this one, my friends. A British Columbia man admits he was reaching for blank prior to crashing his car. Un hombre de Colombia Británica admite que estaba alcanzando blank antes de chocar su coche. Is it A, a mobile phone? Is su móvil? Is it B, his zipper or fly? Cremallera, I think you say. Or is it C, fried chicken, pollo frito? A, B or C? A British Columbia man admits he was reaching for blank prior to crashing his car. Is it A, a mobile phone, B, his zipper, fly, cremallera, or C, fried chicken? What do you think, Natch?
C.
You think fried chicken? The chat seems to be in between B and C. They seem to be. Caperica has joined us. He's tipped the balance over to B. So it's game on between Natch and the chat. The chat say B, Natch says C. Okay, here we go. A British Columbia man admits he was reaching for... Well done, Natch. It was fried chicken. Well done to you. In Rossland, British Columbia, a man narrowly escaped severe injury after crashing his car into a concrete barrier while trying to grab a piece of fried chicken. Woo! That was a big one, guys. Jeez Louise, that was a rush there. Well done to you, Natch. He's sharpened his mojo in this day off. That's what he's been doing. He's been tuning himself in. Let's see how he does on Friday, shall we? Guys, amazing show. Thank you so much. So good to be back. I'll be back again on Friday for the Probo show. Andrea can't be here for the lunchtime show. I'm not sure if it's going to go ahead, but do stay tuned just in case. I might do it on my own. All right, friends. A lot of things you could have been doing today. Instead of doing those things, you took the time to spend some time with me. And it means the world. See you next time.